Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, Rich Vera.
Rich Vera. Listen, The struggle is coming to an end.
Thank God.
It's coming to an end, and we're coming into a year of really just blessings of overtaking us. But Rich shares this word about the weather patterns and what really God is doing behind all of these hurricanes and all the stuff that's happening.
Well, I think it's so important, too, during this, where you're about to hear this word, is you've been feeling like giving up. You're thinking your energies are gone, your emotions are shot, you're just like a balloon that's empty of air. We've come to the end of ourselves, but realize God's about to begin, as we heard in an earlier program with Chuck Pierce. But understand, the struggle is coming to an end. So hear this word from Rich Vera.
What is God showing you about the number 18, 2018?
You know, 18 is so significant. 18 stands for bondage and judgment. But on the Hebrew, the number 18 is for life and new life. Now, this is a funny thing. Number nine means completion, finality, if you look it up. Now, there's two nines on 18, of course. God is bringing us in this year to the finality, to the end of the struggle and the system that has kept us bound. And on 2018, God is judging not people now. God is judging the system that has corrupted society. The church is going to begin in the church, America. And that's what we see all this crazy thing going on. And also in 18, we are beginning a new life for those that have been faithfully waiting in the promises of God.
What's amazing, before we came back on the air, Rich said, they're touching all the things I wanted to touch. You know what that's called? Confirmation in the voice of two or more witnesses. Let every word be established by God. Rich, tell me about the fires in California, the weather things that are going on. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I was in Argentina when the floods came on Houston, and the Lord woke me up in a vision. And the Lord says, do you know why this is happening in America? And I say, no. The Lord says, the waters are for cleansing. And the Lord says, I'm answering the prayers of the saints of old and the saints of now that have been praying for change and for cleansing in their cities. And if you notice, in Puerto Rico, literally the whole island was destroyed. But God was dealing with the principalities and the powers that have been corrupting those cities, and the water that came in, even though it destroying the natural, it was cleansing the atmosphere for the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit to be released in this season over the areas that were affected by the waters. Now, if you notice,
are you saying Puerto Rico is going to have a move of God's
Puerto Spirit? Rico is about to be restructured by God, and it's about to experience a reawakening of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is going to judge the spirit of religion on that island and bring the life of the Spirit back to Puerto Rico, and it's going to impact the region of the Caribbean. So if you notice the fires, you know, the floods happened on the East Coast, Houston, and happened in Puerto Rico, and the fires happened on the West. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and I prophesied this a few months ago in my church, and the Lord says the fires symbolize judgment. And the Lord says, I'm judging the system that is corrupting society in the nations of the world. And the Lord says, everything that comes from Hollywood, from California, impacts the nations of the world. Right. Whatever we watch on television, people in Africa, they want to be like the Americans they watch on television. People in Argentina, they all want to be like what they see on television. And literally, from that state, it has corrupt the morality of the nations of the world. And the Lord was telling me, I'm judging that spirit. There is a strong in California that affects the rest of the world. And the Lord says, I'm judging the system. And then when God is done judging the system and removing those that have been used of the enemy to allow the corruption to continue, God says, I'm going to strengthen my church. And God was going to empower the church on the West Coast. I saw the church on the West Coast as a feeble man that could not even move or get out of bed. And the Lord says, that's the condition of the church on the West Coast. And God says, after this great cleansing, God says he's going to empower the church to go back to the days of Amy Semple McPherson, where this lady by herself impacted the whole state and souls were saved. And whether everybody liked it or not, she had an incredible impact with the gospel on that state.
You know what's so amazing? Her background, you would say, how could God ever use her?
Right.
I mean, divorced, a couple of children.
And a woman preacher in those days.
But that's true.
And that's coming back in this generation. And I want to prophesy to the church on the West Coast, this is the season to rise up and to let the spirit of fear be put aside. God is going to anoint you with the ability to speak the gospel with boldness. And God wants to bring back the conviction of the spirit. And God wants you to know that you'll be protected. If you speak the gospel, signs and wonders will follow you. And you will not be destroyed by the enemy in this season.
And you will not be destroyed by the enemy in this season.
Wow.
It's really time to be confident and just to say what God says, to get rid of the doubt, the unbelief, looking at your past, and your past could be an hour ago, because if God has forgiven you, he's delivered you, is to have confidence in that. The only reason we're protected is God protects us. Mm. And if he's protecting you now, he's not protecting you because you're hiding out. He's protecting you. And when he's calling us to go into the harvest and begin to go in these mountains, and you're looking at the entertainment mountain.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that at VFNKB, at VFNKB.com, the entertainment mountain of culture that has a huge impact. He's saying people see that and they want to imitate that. And he's talking about the struggle that God's going to bring judgment on the systems that's caused you to struggle. And they're literally, you know, culture, when you think about the business mountain, you think about all the different rules and regulations that are being canceled. Mm. You talk about the in finance, what's been happening there. Now the stock market's going up, and you know, financial rain is happening over the states. You think about family and how that's being honored.
Well,
again,
in government, the swamp is being drained. I mean, these are systems. These are entrenched systems that need to be dealt with.
Yes, and then the church religion mountain is being dealt with. I mean, all over the place. I mean, look what God's doing. And it's shifting everything. Don't be terrified. Be excited.
Yeah.
Because these are things that held you down, held the whole world down. And you know, as Dutch Sheets prophesied, that these giants that have been there since the founding of the earth are going to begin to fall, and people are going to get free, because it's literally demonic things that were holding them back from the knowledge of the truth. And the West Coast was never truly impacted from the gospel. The church really never went out there and did the way they did on the East Coast. And so we've suffered because of that. But the church is going to come alive. Rich is talking about
strong.
I know we got to go break. Listen, before we go, I want to ask this question to you. This is our question for you. How does this excite you when you hear about, you know, that Hollywood's going to be changing? We're watching, you know, the Globe Awards and these different, they just go to nothing. The ratings are dropping. The anchors are falling off of the broadcast, and nobody. The things that had high priority in our life doesn't, in regards to media.
Sure.
It's lost its potency. It's almost like just an irritating thing or something. So we're watching. It's happening. God is doing that. So I want to comment below, share with us, communicate with us, and let's begin to talk about that in our community. You know, let's be encouraging. Let's not be discouraging, because this is exciting. That means many people are going to be positively impacted.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.